Hello?
Hi, is this Equinox Landscaping?
I work for him. Who's this?
This is Michaela. I was actually looking to speak to the owners. Are they available right now?
I work for him. What's this regarding?
Of course. So I'm a data service provider to both Facebook and Google. The reason for my call today is I wanted to speak to the owner about listing Equinox Landscaping on the first page of Google.
All right. So I handle all that stuff for him. So tell me what you got.
Okay. So like I was saying, I'm a data service provider to both Facebook and Google. Now, are you familiar with first page Google placement or, you know, SEO marketing?
Wait a minute. You're talking about SEO, or are you talking about first place? But you're gonna pay with the paid ad or with SEO?
So with SEO. Oh yeah. So it's an exclusive Google listing, making sure that you pop up in search on that first page of Google.
Well,
SEO is making sure that you rank in search. It's search engine optimization.
Yeah,
I'm aware of that.
I've been doing digital marketing for a long time. Now, is this your company or you work for them?
Yes. So I work with Local Splash. We are a premier Google partner. And so we're accredited by the better.
Are you the owner of this enterprise that's calling me now or do you work for them?
I work for them.
Okay. Fair enough. So here's an issue. On his Google listing, we have a particular problem. And you tell me if you can help me with this. As a matter of fact, are you in front of a computer?
Yes, I am.
All right. So type in Equinox EQUI Landscaping in Ossining, Ossining, New York. And let me know when you see that comes up on the map there.
Okay, give me one second here. Okay.
So you see that over there, the map there? And it says 97 State Street, Ossining, New York?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I see the Google business page and the Yelp as well.
Here's the conundrum that we have. That phone number, he let drop. And it's now some Spanish lady that has that phone number who keeps getting calls for work. Okay, and he's lost a tremendous amount of work over the last couple of years because we haven't been able to get that switched over. Now, we had another company call, and he paid them to get this rectified, and they didn't do it. So the problem is Google, in order to switch the phone number, is going to need to send the code to the phone number of record, which is this 373-8394, which is the lady, so which is not him.
Mm-hmm.
So how would we get this switched over to his current phone number?
Right. So basically what you're saying is the Google business page is listing the incorrect number that's going to
right.
a Spanish
words,
lady but not to the business.
Phone. He had a cell phone. He let it lapse, and then this cell phone got picked up by another individual.
Mm-hmm.
So this cell phone, but I'm sure because, you know, Google's policy is when you do a business listing, they need you to verify your identity, and they would say, okay, we're going to send you a text to the phone number of record. But since the phone number of record is held by a third party, there's no way to do it at the moment You see what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Okay.
So what I've been...
Do you guys have a way of fixing this? Because just this alone...
Yes.
She says that she gets calls all the time for work.
Right. So this is what I'm going to go ahead and do. I've actually, because when you were describing the problem to me, I was like, okay, so it sounds like it's a issue with the listing itself. So I have John here. He is our manager, and he handles this types of stuff. So what I want to go ahead and do is transfer you to him so he can give you the answers directly, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Just give me 1 second here. Okay, so I'm transferring you to John now.
Okay.
Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the Regional Pricing Director in your area. How's it going?